Tanjimar Council has its regular monthly meeting next Tuesday evening, and a proposal for a program to install 27 LED streetlights at rural intersections is expected back on the agenda. The 27 new lights would cost just shy of $11,000 per year to run, and about $6,000 for one-time installation costs. Public Works Director John Eppel hasn't made a recommendation either way on the idea of installing the lights, because an engineering analysis of factors like road geometry and a number of nighttime collisions concluded the lights were not warranted. But some councillors have still expressed interest in pursuing the lighting. Councillor Barry Hicks, Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks, Councillor Mike Tower, and Mayor Andrew Black have all expressed a desire to bring residents of former LSD areas a tangible benefit in light of the fact that their property tax rates have gone up significantly since amalgamation.
The LSDs do deserve something, and for us to step forward now to give them some improvements is what we should do. I think it's a proper thing to do.
But it turns out that extending the streetlight program into more rural areas would be an additional cost for rural residents. Treasurer Michael Beale explained to council that streetlights are part of the transportation budget and therefore not a shared service covered by the shared portion of the Tanjimar budget. Rather, current streetlight costs for Sackville and Dorchester are only covered by taxpayers in Sackville and Dorchester. If the program were to expand into former LSDs, then taxpayers in LSDs would eventually have to absorb the annual cost of their new lights. That didn't convince Councillor Barry Hicks.
I feel that this should be done sooner rather than later, and I don't agree with raising taxes 1 cent on it. We've already raised 10 cents and spent nothing in LSDs yet.
Deputy Mayor Matt Esterbrooks agreed with Hicks and Tower.
We're hearing this in our areas from our constituents, and I think it's important. I know we're kind of off the script and things weren't planned, but I feel it's important. I also think we need to figure out another way to fund this, to Councillor Towers' comments, instead of raising taxes. So thank you.
Tanjimar Council meets on Tuesday evening next week, and rural street lighting is expected to be on the agenda, awaiting a motion from Council.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.